It's the final day of the second revolving gallery exhibition. I've just got some people here who are willing to speak to me about what they've seen here at the exhibition in Gray's Court. Could you introduce yourself, please, and tell me where you're from?
I'm Hazel Lane, and I'm from York.
Okay. I'm Rachel Jennings, and I'm from York.
And why did you come to Gray's Court today?
Well, we're actually doing a treasure hunt around York, and we were on the city walls, and we just looked down and we saw the cafe, and so we thought we'd pop in for a cup of tea.
And have you found it?
It's really nice. And then we saw a chap coming up the stairs, and he directed us down to the gallery.
So did you spend long having a look around at the art?
Not that long, really. About 5 minutes, I would say.
Yeah, just a quick look.
Yes, because we didn't want the others to think we'd got lost.
So what were your impressions of the artwork that you saw while you were having a quick look around?
Well, I liked Natalie Bell's artwork. I liked the way it seemed like 3D kind of thing. You know, it seemed in different layers. Well, actually, it says that here, multi-layered. But, yeah, so I did like that.
Mm-hmm. I quite liked Nicola Orpen's work, actually. I particularly liked her use of colour. It says that she... she's inspired by the tribal patterns of Africa. I didn't realise that. That's really interesting.
So would you say that it's a welcome surprise to find an exhibition when you pop into the tea room?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it really was.
It's been a real gem altogether finding this place. And, yeah, it's a lovely setting for it as well. And the people who we've met at the exhibition have been really friendly and helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Yeah.
Because the people who own this place said they quite like the idea of having an exhibition that's not quite so uptight as usual, and you can walk around,
yes,
come back, have a cup of tea.
Relaxed, yes, and
So did you happen to notice all the work was for sale? You may or may not have bought any. Did you see any price tags, and did you think they were reasonable if you saw any?
Actually, yes, we did see the price tags. Yes. I did think they were reasonable. Yeah.
Yes, I saw the price tags. Sometimes you can't, you know, you have to sort of refer back to some book or something. So it was good to see the prices displayed, but they didn't sort of detract from the paintings at all. They seemed about the normal sort of price for work like that.
So when you come to an exhibition, if for example you take away a leaflet today and you think, actually, maybe I would consider buying one of those, would you ever go back to a website and try and contact artists again after an exhibition?
Yes, I would. If I saw something I liked and I wanted to buy it, I would look it up. And then they also said that we could go on the mailing list and let us know when the next exhibitions were.
Okay. So is there anything else you'd like to add about what you've liked or disliked about the exhibition you've seen parts of today?
Think of anything.
That's okay. Thank you very much for speaking to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.